Come on now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on now. Yeah. Yeah. You have joined the Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, renewing your mind ministries, international, Hallelujah, right now, Hallelujah, glory to God. I'd like for somebody to open us up in prayer right now. Grab a mic, somebody, whoever's in London, to pray. Go ahead and pray right now, Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Grab a mic, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We honor you today. We lift prostrate before you, O God.
Hallelujah.
Gratitude in our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we ask you,
Daddy
God, please forgive us for anything that's pleasing in our sight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Our desire is to please you. Or
hallelujah.
To live a purposeful life.
Yes, Lord.
Our everything.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we want to thank you right now for bringing us through a whole week, oh Father. Tribulations, situations, but we're here.
Yes.
Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, our word.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that you touch our family, you touch situations, you touch circumstances, you touch our minds, oh Father, and you touch our hearts.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus, as we go forth in the earth,
seeing
the hands and feet of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are our daddy, God.
Yes.
We are all that we're thinking.
Yes,
Lord. We have the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Our steps are ordered by the Lord, and we read your love letter, which is the word of God. Father, we thank you that you trust us and your preciousness as we go and compel others to come and join me in following Christ. We will not come down off the wall. We will raise the banner high for salvation because it's full and free, and it's in me. Thank you, Jesus, that your word dwells. Thank you, Lord, that you're keeping me, oh Father.
Yes.
I'm choosing you back today because you first chose me. And Father, you've given us your word because you said you would never leave us off the table. You said in the time of trouble, the call on you and you would answer.
Yes, yes.
And Father, you said, I will just be your friend. Whatever you need, I'm it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Our daddy, God, is bad.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
you. Father, we go forth because you have already gone before us.
Yeah.
And Father, we have you protect our back.
Hallelujah.
You are on our side to protect us. And you are down within us, so Father. So Father, we give back this day to you that you spend it any way you desire.
Hallelujah.
And we sit down and we allow you to stand up in us because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
And we are rejoicing
in
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. Thank you, Elder TV, and also thank Hallelujah, Prophetess Cynthia, for the intercession on this morning, this afternoon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just praise God for all of you, and we want you to know that God is pleased with your praise and your worship on today. And he says, prepare yourself. Get ready for an outpouring of his blessing and anointing today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Prophet's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Our motto is, we are co-workers in the kingdom.
Yes, we are.
Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the Father's house,
Hallelujah.
And there I will cause you to hear my words.
Hallelujah.
Then I rose and went down to the Father's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels and the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God.
Hallelujah.
And I submit to you today, the supernatural Sunday, that the safest place in the whole wide world,
yes,
is in the will of God. How will you say, Kena Mabusa? Hallelujah. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church.
Hallelujah.
And that includes us.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to take this time to thank all of you in Radio Land and those that are here who have joined us in our continuing crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them, and putting the icing on the cake, tell them that God loves them too.
Yes.
It means something to that person. I want you to understand that. Just saying that has saved lives. I want you to understand that. Because so many people feel that nobody cares about them. Nobody loves them. But you coming up to them and telling them that you love them and that God loves them, it just changes their whole outlook. So we're going to take a little time up in here, Holiday, and just go around and tell folks that we love them with the love of the Lord. And we want you to get out of your seats and go around. At the very least, give them a fist bump and tell them that you love them with the love of the Lord. Is that all right, y'all?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's see. We got it right here.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Love you. The love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I see in you the glory of the Lord. Thank you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Hallelujah. We love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Love you with the love of the Lord. God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I can see in you the glory of the King,
and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
Of the Lord.
Bless
hallelujah.
You and your family.
Bless
you. Your
children. Of the Lord.
Keep them alive.
Protect
them from evil.
The glory of the King.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we praise God today. He has been so good to us. Hallelujah. You got another week, y'all. Come on now. Now the Lord has blessed you. Hallelujah. Some of you done been through stuff just this week. But guess what? The operable word is through. You made it on the other side. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You found out. See, you found out that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. You found out that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you.
Oh, we thank God for it. Right now, Pastor Peachy, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Could you give us the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon, please?
Hallelujah. First of all, I'd like to thank God for allowing us to come into the house of the Lord to worship and praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'd like to thank all of our new listeners.
Hallelujah.
All over the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All over the globe. Hallelujah. For tuning in to the service today and make God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Everybody take out your Bibles or have your Bibles ready. Hallelujah. When the time comes to the pastor to break the word of life to us, hallelujah, be ready. Take out something, just a notebook or something to write on. Take out ink pen, a highlighter, something to write with. Take out your communion element.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may know someone that's in the hospital. Hallelujah. Someone had a bad diagnosis. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may want to stand proxy for someone. Hallelujah. God is able to deliver. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, we can ask
good
things. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank you,
hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset your alarm so you'll be ready when we have praise and worship 7 a.m. in the morning. Every morning we start the day off with hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We have a wonderful time in the morning. Hallelujah. In prayer. Hallelujah. Committing the day up to the Lord. What a difference in me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 I can't stress that enough.
Yes.
What a difference it makes in your day.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Worshiping and acknowledging God first thing in the morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're learning about the nine different gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the second Friday of the month,
hallelujah,
is coming up. Hallelujah. Is our men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Invite someone to join along with you to listen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Invite them over for coffee or tea and donuts, whatever. Sit down and listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will be blessed. Hallelujah. And Sunday at 3 p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you're traveling, don't forget to tune us in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You got friends, family, all on the other side of the world? Hallelujah. Tell them the number. Hallelujah. To join in. Hallelujah. To hear your service. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Don't forget to put the ministry's website.
Hallelujah.
Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. We got great ideas and great things stored up. God has great things stored up for us. And we have things that we want to do for the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we have a new cash app that's also on our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it's also on the church's website. Hallelujah. It's $TPH2023.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget, first and second Sundays of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. If yours truly, first, second, and third Sundays of the month, we have the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Our young people, hallelujah, talk the word of God. Hallelujah. Bring your grandchildren, godchildren, children in the neighborhood, bring them up.
Hallelujah.
Send them to school every day and you don't know what they're being taught. You may not even agree with the curriculum. Hallelujah. But when you send them to the word, to the house of the Lord, you know what they're going to be taught. And we thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And on the fourth Sunday of the month, hallelujah, the young people have a part in that service they're able to share. Hallelujah. What they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Third Sunday, we have Birthday Corner, where we acknowledge the birthdays of the people's congregation. Hallelujah. For gifts and cards. And then on the fourth Sunday, hallelujah, we have a guest speaker coming in. Hallelujah. And the guest speaker for the month of November is Minister Jerry cleaning up all the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and hear a right down word from the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. We have a sit-down fellowship dinner. So invite someone to come out with you. Hallelujah. Have dinner with us. Listen to hear the word of God first. And then ask them to stay and have dinner with us. If they aren't able to stay, we'll pack it for you and go. In the name of Jesus. We just thank God for our new building, for his beautiful edifice, our beautiful classrooms. Beautiful offices. We thank God for beautiful town. Thank God for the parking lot. Thank God for the overflow. Thank God for what he's done and doing and going to see. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the campaigns that's going on right now. We're continuing the campaign with the scripture wristband. Hallelujah, for a donation of $5. You're able to obtain a bag of scripture wristbands, and they have been such a wonderful witnessing tool. Hallelujah. We have been blessing so many lives all over Baltimore City. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. In
Baltimore County. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, when you give someone a gift of a scripture wristband, they don't know what to say but thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God has been blessing their lives. God has been blessing us too.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. To win souls, you must be wise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's many ways of getting the word of God out there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God even for our campaign of our warming packet.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For a donation of $4. You're able to bless a homeless person.
Yes.
With a packet with two pairs of socks in it. Hallelujah. Pair of gloves, a hat, and a neck warmer. Hallelujah. We want to bless them, not just with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get the word of God, something. They're going to remember us. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's going to protect them from the cold elements. And at the end of December, we're going down to the Broadway Market. Hallelujah. Yeah. We're going to bless them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Broadway Market won't be the same when we leave.
Right.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for all he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. Also, if you'd like to be a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, we invite you to be bold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be scared. Sing your name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And to 443-416-1201. And I'll send you the information. Hallelujah. The fifth semester will be starting in January. Hallelujah. It's different this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We invite you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We also like to thank all of our postal partners.
Hallelujah.
Everyone that sends a seed through or to our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We're sending you a thank you gift. It's also the same if you're using the Cash App, which is $TPH2023. We would like to give you a thank you gift. Hallelujah. Thanks for blessing us. We want to bless you too. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done, all that he is doing, and all that he is going to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Teacher.
Hallelujah.
And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings
Hallelujah.
To the house of Pastor Teacher on this afternoon. And I'd like to add a couple of things. In fact, before I add anything, I think we have Evangelist Lorraine Gamble. Is that right?
Yes, please.
I know that she's here because there's a seat that must be reserved for her. And when I look out, see, I see saddles and, you know, contrasts. And when I see that seat, filled up, you know, I know she's in the house. So I'm going to give her 2 minutes or whatever to share a little bit about that Warming Pack campaign for the homeless, if you will.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. It's such an honor to think of those. You know, anytime God gives you a task and it concerns somebody else, it takes your mind off of your own self.
Amen.
And you begin to think about, what can I do to really make be a blessing to that person? And it's just a great feeling. So I encourage anybody that's interested in outreach. And you don't have to do anything grand. She just mentioned $4 will cover one person. You know, you can take your quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies. And then if you want to supersede, like, I really want to do something big, let me do 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your $40 in, you know. And I'm just believing God that we'll be able to get together and be prepared to talk to them, not just to hand them a package with the guidepost, the daily bread, and the scarf, the neck warmer, the wristband.
Yeah.
But we want to be able to lead them to Christ.
Amen.
Yes. We want, because he who went his soul is wise. So we want to prepare anyone that wants to be a part of the great move of God that you can have a short conversation, you know, a transitional sentence that would just spark their interest. And then you just share the Lord with them. Amen.
Yes.
And you might feel a little uncomfortable, like, oh, I don't know about that. I can hand them the package, but I don't know if I can talk to them about the Lord. But this is what gives God his heartbeat.
Jesus.
We are his extension, his hands, his legs, his feet, his mouthpiece in the earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He is important in each one of us. And we are all called to the ministry of reconciliation to God.
Thank
Amen.
Thank you,
Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I wanted to mention about the going to be different this time in January.
Yes.
And if you sign up now, you get two for the price of one.
Amen.
In other words, if you sign up, you can do however you want to do it. You can split it across the tree. If you want to bless somebody. But see, becoming spiritually mature, knowledgeable, is a blessing. Because it's not just for you. It's for everybody you're going to touch.
Yes, yes.
Everybody that's in your garden is going to be blessed because you learned more about God.
Mm-hmm.
And the classes are awesome. Number one, there are going to be three classes for each subject. When the three are over, that's it. Boom. You don't have to worry about that the rest of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then three other classes, and then three more weeks, three classes, and that's it. We have actually six classes that we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spiritual maturity,
yes.
The dynamics of prayer and fasting,
mm-hmm.
How to heal the sick. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're going in God when you go through all of that. And then it's the history of the English Bible,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Know your Bible,
uh-huh.
And the dynamics of excellence.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
And 3 weeks for each one, and that's it.
And that's it. Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
So you, it's not like you're going to have to remember what you got the first week and the ninth week, because it's a different class. It's like three little... what do you call them? Mini semesters, or whatever. The bottom line is that you're going to learn a whole lot.
Amen.
And the books you'll have, see, y'all got a library. Now, those that have been in the Institute of Biblical Learning, they have a library now. They got the Strong's Concordance in their library.
The Amplified,
Scofield Study Bible. They got the
Message Bible,
the Amplified. Yes, they got the Exploring Towards Spiritual Maturity.
Yes.
They got How to Heal the Sick. They have the history, Pictorial History of the English English Bible. They got Know Your Bible. Oh, they got all of this.
Yes.
In you, and then you're going to get some new books.
Amen.
This next semester.
Amen.
And see, this next semester is a special semester because you won't get a certificate of completion when you complete it. You're going to get a certificate of discipleship. Because after you finish this, you're a disciple, y'all. Excuse my English, y'all. I did go slightly past the first grade or the 12th grade, but you is a disciple.
Hallelujah.
After you've gone through this.
Hallelujah.
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 Get with a partner, a workout partner.
Thank you.
And y'all split the cost. It's not a whole lot. The fact is, you get it before December 1st, it's going to be, $10 discount right now. So it's $10 less right now. And you still get two for one.
Thank you,
one price, two people.
Thank you.
So I encourage you. You say, why are you doing this? Because I know that what you're charging, you don't even pay for all the books. I know I should be.
You.
Maybe. But I'm more important. I'm more worried about people growing towards spiritual maturity than collecting a whole lot of money.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
I wish I could give it to you free, but usually when you give something to somebody free, it's not valued. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
They say, well, I can miss the day. It didn't cost me anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take some money and you look, oh, I'm wasting my money, I think I better show up.
Mm-hmm.
And you only show up one day a week.
Right.
Grateful. No written tests,
amen.
Quizzes, term papers.
Amen.
Everything is oral, on the phone.
Amen.
7 to 8:30. The same time we have Bible study. Bible study will be suspended, and there's a new number. If you're in the school, there's a new number you will be calling. You won't be calling. If anybody calls their Bible study number, they won't get us. You know, it'll be a song just playing to us because we ain't going to be there. We're gonna be in school. But this is starting the first Tuesday in the month of January. Y'all got that. Come on now. What's our battle cry? Somebody know our battle cry.
I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might for Jesus. Lord.
This is getting you to the point where you're strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And the power of His might. And we ain't playing church. We're not trying to give you a program so you can. You can be entertained. We're trying to get you to understand that God wants you to be the fulfillment center, not to have a blessing, but to be the blessing.
Amen.
And see, you can't be the blessing if you don't know how to bless folks.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You got to know when you need to pray and fast instead of just praying. You're going to need know how to heal the sick. You're going to know how to heal yourself. Come on now.
Yeah,
let alone the neighbor across the street. Come on now. You need to know about your Bible, how much blood was shed, so you can have a Bible while we focus in on the King James Version Bible. Because so much blood was spilled to keep the King James Version Bible, to keep the Bible from being in English, our language of the people. And we look at other versions, but King James Version is the only authorized King James Version. God is such a significant and just awesome. He is funny too. He said, authorized. There's no other Bible that says authorized. That's interesting, you know. He knew what he was doing. He set it up. That's the only version that I know of that people were trying to teach their children the Lord's Prayer, 23rd Psalm, and they were burnt at the stake by the Roman Catholic Church because they were doing it. Call them heretics because they just wanted to teach the children the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm in English. Y'all got to learn this stuff. Y'all will reverence glory to God. Pastor Peter, I know it's time for the pastor's corner. I can't help myself. I got to tell you this. See, that's why I take umbrage at the fact. You know, I say, I want you to give me the scripture. I didn't say go to no cell phone and get it. I want you to have a Bible. Everybody that got the Bible with them, they say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But, everybody that has the Bible with them, the real Bible, not the cell phone I'm talking about. Raise your hand again.
Hallelujah.
Deacon AJ. Can you go up here and give every one of them a wristband? Now, you got to see the Bible. See that. Just telling you, you know, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Okay, go ahead now. Everybody got a Bible. Raise it up. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Now, you can't be switching Bibles. You know, give them the one and then give them the other. You got to be.
Hallelujah.
I think
the people right here got Bibles.
Oh, my goodness. That wasn't enough. I need some more wristbands.
Huh? It's enough.
It's enough. Okay.
Bibles now.
Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? Out there in radio land, you know, it's nice and it's comfortable to get scriptures on that phone. But on that phone also comes cursing and swearing and all kinds of other foolish and devilish things. And I will not pollute the word of God. was there. I could look up notes and I would get this kind of hint, but I'd go back to the way I asked my wife, said, can you read the script? Did I ask you that?
Yes.
I think I asked you that today, too.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? I want to go to the word. Well, but that's it, say. Not to the telephone.
Amen.
Of course, say that no more. I don't knock anybody. Y'all can do that. That's fine. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, where am I at in the service?
It's okay.
Pastor, at this time, after this next election, will the next voice you hear will be that of the Holy Ghost field, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
The pastor's corner. Oh, we had some left?
Hallelujah.
No, I
already
gave away all of them.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
My desire, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
My cup, fill it up and make me whole. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank God, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I want to share something from a book that I was blessed with. Hallelujah. And God has been dealing with, I think, all of us lately about things that we say or how we talk, how we speak, how we perceive things, what we say out of our mouth. Hallelujah. He's been sharing out, and he's been giving us even opportunities to share with other people. Watch what you say out of your mouth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't you know when you were coming up, when you were in school, you used to watch what you say because he would say, well, don't let your mouth write a ticket your body can't catch.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because you can say some things make somebody want to, mm-hmm, take you to Fifth City, you know,
yeah,
whatever, and after a while, you said something, and before you know it, you're in a fight.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know what, being the people of God, hallelujah, we can't pick up the cliches of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people, and more we become knowledgeable of the word of God, the more we become aware of our speech. You know what, I tell people, I say, I'm not even going to joke, not in a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we say, you know, there are little things that we hear all the time, and we pick it up too. But don't you know, the enemy, he doesn't rest. He doesn't sleep. He's waiting for an edge, a little edge, little toehold, become a foothold, become a stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you have walked into some things, or some things have attached itself to you, and it takes prayer. to get it off of you. If you didn't realize, you opened the door. Just through the words of your mouth, you opened that door. Hallelujah. The same amount of time, and sometimes I say with the same amount of energy that it took you to say, oh, my back is killing me. Oh, my knees are so bad. You could be saying, thank you, Jesus, Lord, touch. In the name of Jesus, God, touch. Lord God, I submit this pain unto you in the name of Jesus. The same amount of time. Same amount of energy. Hallelujah. In faith, it probably take less energy to say, Lord God, touch. Then say, oh, my back is killing me. And when I hear people saying, I say, oh, my God, your back is not killing you. But we're so aware, so used to saying it. We're so used to saying, oh, my God, if these children don't stop, oh, my God, they're going to be the death of me. Really? Oh, my God. We don't realize what we say. But if we just give those words, give our thoughts. The pastor said something just recently. For the last couple of weeks, he said, and he told us, he said, say, if I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't be here. Holy Spirit leading. And so therefore, sometimes when we get to points and spots in life and we don't know which way to turn or we don't know what's going on, sometimes stop, slow down. And before you bring the wrong thing out of your mouth, say, Lord, Holy Spirit, lead me.
Yes.
And you know what? And that scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that's one of the ones my mom used to put into our birthday card, whatever card she was giving you. Mm-hmm. So even when we come out of high school, we had an autograph book. That scripture was there too. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And God, we need to even ask God, Lord, direct us what to say out of our mouths. Hallelujah. And after I read this, I want to share some decrees. There's some things that we can decree. Hallelujah. And this part is called Blessed with Goodness. Lord, how wonderful you are. You have stored up so many good things for us, like a treasure chest heaped up and spilling over with blessings. All for those who honor and worship you. Everybody knows what you can do for those who turn and hide themselves in you. Psalms 31:19.
Hallelujah.
It is easy to question God's goodness when you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. David understood the challenges, and yet he locked in to his belief in the goodness of God. Perhaps you can relate to the place where David often found himself. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I will never be alone, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love precede me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Psalm 23:4-5. Please listen to this. Daniela received a prophetic promise from God concerning her healing from a five-year affliction of fibromyalgia. She stood on the prophetic promise and was fully convinced through her study of Scripture that God was a healing God and that Jesus never refused to heal anybody who came to him in faith. She was determined to keep the faith. Yet daily symptoms shouted at her. The enemy would tempt her day after day with thoughts of giving up and forgetting God's word. Perhaps it was just wishful thinking. One day as she was experiencing much discomfort and a lack of motivation to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, a friend came by and suggested that she raise her voice in praise regarding the goodness of God. She repeated over and over, God, you are good. God, you are good. Her praise of the goodness of God did not last for just a few minutes, but for over an hour. She kept decreeing the goodness of God in her praise. Then she was filled with hope, strength, refreshment, and determination. No matter what, she was going to believe in God's goodness in her life, even as she walked through the darkest season waiting, hallelujah, for her healing to manifest. Every time she got discouraged, she would praise God for his goodness and again experience refreshment in her soul. Over a year later, she was in a meeting when the evangelist was ministering the healing anointing. You guessed it. She was miraculously healed.
Hallelujah.
Her belief and confession
Hallelujah.
Of the goodness of God opened the realm for her healing. She remained focused on God's goodness just like David did. And God gave her the breakthrough. God is good all the time. And he works everything together for good and for those who love him. In every situation in life, there is opportunity to know the goodness of God. Delight in him and believe in his goodness to manifest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And these are some decrees, and I was about to think about it, and even say them. You can even repeat them behind me. Ooh, I decree that God's goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I can taste and see that the Lord is good. I am blessed because I take refuge in him.
I
can taste and see
that
the Lord is good. I am blessed. Because I take refuge in him. I am blessed because I dwell in his courts.
I am blessed because I dwell in his courts.
I shall be satisfied with the goodness of his house.
I shall be satisfied with the goodness of his house.
I never reason to despair. I never had reason to despair.
I have never had reason to despair.
Because I see the goodness of the Lord.
Because I see the goodness of the Lord.
The Lord God is a sun and shield.
The Lord God is a sun and shield.
The Lord bestows favor and honor.
The Lord bestows favor and honor.
No good thing does he withhold from me.
No good thing does he withhold from me.
I continually give thanks to the Lord.
I continue to give thanks unto the Lord.
For he is good.
For he is good.
For his loving kindness is everlasting.
For his loving kindness is everlasting.
I praise the Lord.
I praise the Lord.
For he is good.
For he is good.
I sing praise to his name.
I sing praise to his name.
For he is pleasant.
For he is pleasant.
God causes all things to work together for his good. Because he loves me, and I am called according to his purpose.
I am called according to his purpose.
God,
in his goodness and divine power,
has granted to me all things that pertain to life and godliness. Every good and perfect gift I receive from above.
Every good and perfect gift I receive from above.
Hallelujah. The faith of God, when the enemy tries to bring thoughts that are ungodly or things that we shouldn't be thinking about or even things about life, you may be going through adult faith, going through things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the devil, the enemy tries to do different things. It's just a smoke screen. It's just a smoke screen. Hallelujah. Because the battle hall already been won. We already have the victory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo. So the enemy trying these things to make you think, oh, it's no need to quote the scriptures. It's no need to stand on the word. It doesn't work. You see what's going on? Because what we see with our natural eye, hallelujah, the enemy will try and magnify. But what's down on the inside?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to let it well up. Hallelujah. And speak what's down on the inside. Hallelujah. You say, Satan, get behind me. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. There's nobody around you to remind you. Look in the mirror and tell yourself. Hallelujah. And say, I decree and I declare the goodness of the Lord in my life. Hallelujah. I shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You need some help. Call up a sister. Call up a brother in the Lord. Say, hey, I'm going through something right now. I need to touch and agree. I need to pray. I need some help right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Diana, hallelujah. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Hallelujah. You're never alone in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes just open up the Word of God and just start reading. Just start reading. Hallelujah. Walk around the house and put the Word of God. Put it in the atmosphere.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we can't stand it. Hallelujah. Just open up the Word of God. Just start reading. Hallelujah. 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 There may come a time. That's why you need to pray. When you think things going good, pray.
Yes.
Pray. Thank God. Fill the atmosphere. Read the Word of God. What you feed your spirit in the good times is what's going to feed your spirit in the bad times.
Yes.
So there may come a time, and you may not think it. You may think, oh, I'll never get to a point where I can't. I have been there.
Yes.
Sometimes, and there's been a time, hallelujah, my life is so much pain, so much, you feel like, I don't know why I'm going through this. And so much hurt and pain that you feel like it's always down to your toes. Hallelujah. But the Word of God, the Spirit of God, will well up. Hallelujah. Will come back to your mind. Will feed you because you were in the Word of God before that situation even came. Hallelujah. You may have to turn on the religious station on the radio. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may not be able to do nothing but hum. You may not be able to do nothing but moan. But moan. Get on your knees and moan. Rock back and forth. God knows what those moans mean. He knows what those groans mean. Hallelujah. Don't have to say a word. God knows he can well up in your spirit. Hallelujah. I have been there. Hallelujah. The tears still fall. Hallelujah. I don't understand. Hallelujah. He's in a child. Hallelujah. I don't understand. Hallelujah. Things I've gone through lately. I tell you, but God is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. He's still wiping the tears away. He's still binding up my heart, putting the heart back together. Hallelujah. I may not understand his plan. Hallelujah. But the Word of God says it's good. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plan that both are things towards you. They are good, not evil. It's to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. We have to love the Lord. We have to love this God. Hallelujah. We know that he's not going to do anything to hurt us, not going to do anything to harm us. We don't know, hallelujah, how many times we walk through a dark place or some road that we aren't going to understand, not even knowing what's at the end. Hallelujah. But God is always there with us.
Yes, yes.
He's going to always be there with us.
Yes.
That assurance we have, hallelujah, because he said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So therefore, we know, Lord God, we know you're with us. Lord God, I may not understand, hallelujah, but I trust you. I trust you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then he wipes the tears away.
Yes.
He wipes the tears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even when the tears are falling, hallelujah, there's still joy in your heart.
Yes.
There's still joy there. Hallelujah. And he gives you the joy, the peace, the passive understanding.
Yes.
You don't know why you feel that.
Hallelujah.
Other people don't feel how in the world does he feel like this after what has happened. I don't know either, but only Jesus. Only Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Lord, you're good by Karen Winter.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord right now. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, Job chapter 22, verse 28 says, you can decree a thing, and it shall be established.
Amen.
We thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's time for the meal that he
prepared.
Somebody listening to this radio program. Somebody in the sanctuary. Somebody.
Thank you for your healing.
Needs healing right now. Somebody's back is against the wall. They need healing right now. They need deliverance right now. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We glorify your name, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We magnify your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He broke.
Oh, thank you.
And he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. Right now, Lord, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, to the inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, cool shit, Katie. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the plan of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We remember you, Lord. Baba Zakara. Likewise, on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my new testament, my blood. This is my new inheritance, my new gifts I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. Yes. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we boldly say what you say, God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said, God. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every unconquered, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every hex thing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every hex thing. Fire! In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Mother, the Buddha, hallelujah, glory to God. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on this day. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our families and our father's families according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said, hallelujah, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah, glory to God. I need you to ask a question for me right now. What time is it now?
Time for the word.
Father God, I receive the anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground.
Thank you.
And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God, and touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness.
Yeah.
And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for power to tread on San Francisco. For Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic cohort. We catch you from the wind command to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the seed sown tonight. This afternoon, Lord, we thank you, Lord, how they will fall on good ground. And we thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we glorify your name. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I hope you have your pens and pencils ready. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I might give you something that you hadn't heard before. Pastor Peter, can you give us the addresses, please?
Yes. Isaiah 1, verse 19, Matthew 6, verse 33, 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Mark chapter 4, verses 3 through 9.
Is that all?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to share this with you. In 1893, a company called Quaker City, it's a candy company, was purchased by a gentleman named Warren Lambert. And Warren Lambert introduced a new candy on the market. It was licorice encapsulized in a capsule. They were pink and white.
Yeah.
And this candy is still on the market today. The company is...
Yes, good and clean.
Oh, no, you weren't supposed to say that. I was holding that up.
Oh,
they were holding... It's been around for 130 years, y'all.
Wow.
Now, Hershey Company... Hershey Foods own the rights to that now.
Oh,
but see, y'all heard me say this often, that life
open book
I said that in the book of the Bible. But I also said something else about life. I said life happens to everybody.
Yes.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Hallelujah.
Now, on Wednesday, I started part one of this series.
Hallelujah.
How to have good in your life and plenty of it. How to have good in your life and plenty of it. Well, you know what I had to do? I had to start digging up some stuff. So I went through my seven pillars of wisdom. Y'all know about the seven pillars of wisdom, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to be excellent and please God, a willingness to work and go the extra mile, a heart of integrity and honesty, have a loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a giving heart. Well, we are going to kind of focus in on the giving heart. And we shared with folk on Wednesday that in the kingdom, therefore, ways of giving. You have the tithe. You have the offering of seed. You use those interchangeably. You have first fruits.
Yes.
And then you have almsgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Four.
Yes.
Now, here is something significant, and I shared it with folk on Wednesday. Yo, Miss Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
So, see, we talked about Malachi and how Malachi had talked about tithes and offerings and talked about being cursed with a curse. Did you know that Christ removed the curse from that?
Thank you, Jesus.
He removed the curse.
And
he left the blessing of tithing. But we went over that on Wednesday. So y'all missed Wednesday. You're going to have to call Pastor Pete to see if you can get a link to get that. Sometimes the link comes through to us, sometimes it doesn't, but that's all right. But today we're going to talk about the offering of the seed.
Thank you, God.
So in the church setting, the offering, the formal thing is an offering. But outside of the church setting, you could still be in the church building. You ever hear a Holy Ghost handshake?
Yes, yes.
I've done that many times, and I've received that. Holy Ghost handshake. That's called seed. Outside of the church, it's called planting seed. The same business. Offering and seed, the same thing. You are not held to say how much to give an offering or your seed, but the Word of God tells you some specific things that you need to do if you're going to be sowing seed. You better listen to what God says about it. Okay, first of all, let's give me that first scripture, because we need to get some background here.
Isaiah 1:19. If ye be willing and obedient,
mm-hmm.
ye shall eat the good of the land.
Stop right there. Okay, that's it anyway. If you're willing, only one willing. If you're not willing and you're going to do it anyway, you need to keep it. And obedient. Willing, you're going to eat the good of the land?
Amen, yes.
There's a whole lot of stuff good in the land. You're going to... Wherever you are, you're gonna be the head, not the tail. You're gonna receive some good.
Amen.
See, the message. This is part two. How to have good and plenty of it. Good and plenty. See, I tied that to that good and plenty.
All right.
Because there's a whole lot of good and plenty of candy in that box.
Yeah.
You know. That's right. And it was listening. Took you long. A long time to eat that, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But see, here's the thing with good. It feels good. It tastes good. But sometimes good, you know, it wants to come your way, but it gets stopped up because, the one, you're not willing, and number two, you're not obedient.
Mm.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
Matthew 6:33.
Mm-hmm.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what's good, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because when you do that, willing and obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Now it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you're willing to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, your obedience, all these things will be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians
mm-hmm.
9:6-7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly.
Stop. You've got a farm. I want y'all to know this. All of y'all are farmers. Everything you say, everything you do, everything you think,
mm-hmm.
the seed,
amen.
That planted in your garden,
amen.
Now you want a harvest. You gotta plant seed, y'all. There are a lot of farmers that ain't plant no seed, but at harvest time they're gonna have to look for a crop. No crop. You know, a lot of people say, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. Did you send one out?
Amen.
Oh, no. There are a lot of folks that just want, you know, here you go. Y'all heard me say this many times. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Kimmy. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. So, what have you sown?
Amen.
Anybody that's looking for a new car, find somebody that purchase a new car and give them a Holy Ghost handshake. It'll be $5, but give them a Holy Ghost handshake. And I said, what's this for? I just wanted to plant a seed in your life. Because Lord blessed you with a new car. And I want a new car, too. Well, poor
that's right.
Somebody got a new apartment. Nice place, nice community, everything nice. You want one too. You don't want theirs because that's covered in your neighbor's good, but you want one almost like it. You go to sis, I just want to come over and just shake your hand. Give my Holy Ghost answer.
Right.
You done planted a seed.
Because
the seed you
sow
is the crop you grow.
Amen.
Look here, farmer. You want corn? You don't plant no corn seed. What you going to get?
Nothing.
Whatever they will, you plant it. That's right. That's right. And if you ain't plant nothing, guess what you going to get? A whole lot of nothing.
Amen.
A whole lot of nothing. You're going to get a harvest or nothing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God, give me another scripture. I think my time
to run out. 7 verses. Every man according as he purchases.
Purchases in his heart.
Yes, in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly poor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
I was in a church one time, and this sister did something with her money, and she only had half of her rent money. And she said, well, I want to give this all to the Lord, and I want him to bless me with my whole rent money. So she gave it to the Lord. She's still waiting for the rent money. Then she went to the pastor and said, look, pastor, I put all half of my rent, and I need my rent paid. I said, well, praise the Lord. I don't know what the pastor did, but pastor did bail her out that time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Can you start at 6 and read 6 and 7 again? Because people got to understand this. Don't go from there, because this is serious.
Amen.
This is real serious, y'all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. You close it. Open it back up, man. Open the book.
Galatians. Galatians 6. Hallelujah.
Chapter 9, verse 6. I'm there, but you got it. What did I say? Galatians. Oh. Go ahead.
Every man according as his purpose and his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or unnecessary, but good
necessity.
But good love
and
cheerful.
God love.
Love
and cheerful
giver.
Okay. Now, that was 7. Is that correct?
Yes.
I want you to read 6.
For
yes.
This, I say, he with sorrow for
eternally
also eternally, and he with soul.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of the Word of God?
Yes. Hallelujah.
God, just open up the windows of heaven and pour me out blessings. I will have room when I will receive. And God said, well, I need you to be a co-worker in the kingdom. I don't have time. I'm a little busy. You know, I've got to do this for my girlfriend cross path. I got to go down to another city for a while. Suppose God gave you the same excuses you gave him. And then you want everything from God, and you don't want to give him nothing. You want God to just, he sacrificed his son. Hallelujah. And you don't want to sacrifice. The Bible says in Romans 12:1, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Look here. He didn't ask you to die. He just said, come to church. He just said, pay tithes and offer. So he just, come on now.
Amen.
Now, can I be honest with y'all? I might do double dutch when somebody talk about, you have to call up on this here tree. If we got to nail you to the tree. I might take a stutter step. You understand what I'm saying? I might not be able to do that. Jesus put his own, allowed his son to go to the cross for
Thank you.
Jesus. And you can't sacrifice. Look, I'm going to tell you something. You know, and I've seen this.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I be a transfer?
Yes, hallelujah.
I've done this. Gone to the dealer and said, well, this will cost $30, this costs whatever. And you sign your name on the dotted line. Then you go to church and say, I want a sacrificial offering. And you clear off $2. And you were, God, I want you to, and let me snot and roll around in the aisle, want God to bless them and heal them. Jesus, Lord, help us today. Was that the last scripture?
No, sir.
Oh, give me another scripture.
Galatians 6:7, be not deceived.
Oh,
God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
That sounds it right there. You sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly.
Right, yeah.
So bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully.
Mm-hmm.
whatsoever, no matter what it is. Because look, if you sell nothing, guess what you're going to read?
Nothing.
Isn't that amazing? God's word is true. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
Yeah.
Give me another scripture.
Luke 6:38. And it shall be given unto you.
What?
Good measure.
What?
Pressed down.
Yes.
And shaken together.
Yes.
And running over.
Yes.
Shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Do you understand? See, God's going to cause your enemies to pour out blessings upon you if you sow the right way.
Thank you, Jesus.
The people that hate your guts will come up and say, I don't know why I'm doing this. I just couldn't see. Will you tell your God, stop messing with me? Lady received $2,000 from her neighbor. Because the neighbor said, look here, I couldn't see. She needed $2,000 too. Your God kept messing with me. Here, take this $2,000.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
He'll send a fix your way. You open up the fixed mouth, and it ain't be enough to pay your tax to somebody else's.
Hallelujah.
Persecuted it is. Mm. Who want to do that?
Thank you, Jesus.
But we go back to the first scripture, Isaiah 1:19.
Thank you,
if you're willing and obedient, you may eat the good of the land.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got practice giving, y'all.
Amen.
Everybody, we want to move into the new church building and all that kind of stuff. You know what? They tell me that they don't give out any more free gas and electric. Is that right?
That's right.
They tell me they don't give out no free water.
Nope.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I claim all of that, though, but they tell me that they don't give out no free church buildings either. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But sowing or offering is from your heart.
Amen.
So if your heart is telling you to give a penny, that's okay. God will bless your penny because you gave it from the heart. But if you gave that penny regularly, you might as well kept it. Can I get another? Is that the?
No, the next one is Mark 4:3-9.
Oh, my goodness. That's
and
about
it shall,
to
and it shall come to pass.
Go ahead.
As he sowed, some fell on the wayside.
Stop right there. Every one of us, you on this side of the dirt, you're a sower.
Amen.
You sow something. And go ahead. Some fell on the wayside. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
Side of the road, hallelujah.
And the fowls of the air came and fouled it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched.
Okay.
And because it had no root, it went away.
Mm-hmm.
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground.
Hallelujah! Glory to God. You can stop right there. Stop right there just for my pause. Hold your finger there. When you find good ground, when you find good ground. Now, I see the soul is just sowing. He just kept on doing his thing. He didn't worry about you're going no discussion and no debate, no 10-week fasting or 21-day fast. He kept on just sowing. So the birds got some of it, the sun scored some of it, and the weeds got some of it. That's all right, cares of this life. I understand that. But when they hit good ground, come on now.
They fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30. And some 60, and some 100. And he said, unto them, he that hath an ear, let him hear.
This is for us in here. This is for Brother Earl. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Capital of anything. That's Greek for do you understand? I want you to understand. understand that God is speaking to us all up in here. He wants to take us to another level. We got to be ready for the responsibility of the next level. Can I get a witness? Can I get an amen? Because I can't buy one. Can I rent one for just a little while?
Amen.
Come on, sister. Is that the last question?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. The timer that went off about 10 minutes ago. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I had to get this thing because I got two more parts coming Wednesday and next Sunday. But this is about offering. And you want to be blessed. You need finances. You want to be blessed. Hallelujah, glory to God. Take your dollar, you got a dollar, and put it in your hand and shake somebody's hand. Or you can shake a child's hand, and they're going to be blessed. They're going to be surprised, too. You can seed. You can sow seed anyway. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I used to walk past a homeless and folks kicked care of bottle cord. You didn't even want a bottle cord. They were just like this. They were just like the Israelites in Egypt. They're going to borrow this and that. They're going to keep it because they ain't coming back, you know. So they just, excuse me, y'all. But anyway, I used to walk by because, you know, when I could see them, they looked like they were better shape than I was. But like, God woke me up. He's like, knucklehead. I had some angels out there sitting out there, too. Oh, and then, you know, when you give, hallelujah, I don't know if y'all seen TikTok, but some folks start giving. One little boy gave his he just got a sub from Subway and gave the whole thing to a homeless and a homeless guy, and he walking down the street. He was still happy. He did something good. Homeless guy stood up and said, "Come back here. I was just testing out this social experiment. Here's his cash. I think gave him $40,000. You don't know what God got for you. You better give.
Amen.
I'm going to give a quarter. Have a pocket full of cane. Hallelujah. Go ahead to God. Do whatever. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. We stand on your word, oh God. We thank you that there is food to us, oh God. Hallelujah. It's like a marrow in our bones. It's just everything, oh God. It's just our joint, oh God. We just thank you for all of that. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the good ground that it fell upon. And we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. And we bless your name forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much to everyone out there that has joined us today, and you know that the word of God has blessed you. Hallelujah. If there is anyone that desires to give their heart to the Lord, hallelujah, repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you're saved. We believe you are saved. And the angels in heaven rejoice over you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you're now a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you desire a Bible so you can read the word of God daily, give us a phone call at 410-444-5152, and we will get a Bible to you so that you can read the word of God daily. Hallelujah. And please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Hallelujah, at 7 a.m. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And before I turn it over to